Okay. The red card obviously has an influence on the game, but you know, at that stage of the game, it's still nothing. Disappointed to lose the penalty in the manner that we did, and as I just said earlier there, that we have 15 minutes left in the cup competition to try and get back in the game. Made the decision to go with two up top, play three across the middle of the park, and the second goal comes down the right hand side. Could we deal with the cross a little bit better? Yes, but at that point when the second goal goes in, you know, it was disappointing to see that we then go and lose a third goal in the manner that we did as well.
It's been a disappointing start for you, obviously. Important, isn't it?
It's a disappointing start, and you know, you see the crowd that come through today, it was fantastic. Their away home, upset, and they should be, and we're not happy. But what do we sit and cry about it? I think if you look at the start of the second half, we were a team that was on top. We're not scoring goals when we're on top of games, but the reality is we went down to 10 men and we never responded to going the goal down in the manner that we had hoped.
It might be so different had Robbie Thompson not kept out that shot in the first half.
No, but that's the joy of the cup. We can be critical of, you know, not taking chances or that, but it's a case of keeping going back for more. As I say, we started the second half. I thought we were really sprightly in the second half. Lose it. Ashley, obviously, with the red card, and it's then difficult once you go the goal down to try and get back in it and not expose ourselves. But as I say, it's something that we'll analyse over the weekend, myself and Greg, and then look towards Morton next week.
To lose your captain that way was probably bad. Is Lee lamenting his decision at that time?
No, I think Lee's an honest boy who's had a good number of years at the club. He's hurting. So I'm here all day to stand and have Lee's back on that one. You know, he's a guy that has a club at heart, and he'll get my back in all day long. I'd be happy with, you know, the decision that he ends up getting the red card. No, Lee's going to play a big part in helping this club go where we want to go.
And as you said, you did actually play well when you had 10 men, but it was just the penalty decision that went against you.
No, we did, and you know, but we've lost 3-0, and that's the reality. And I've been in the game too long to realise that we can look back and say, oh, the first half, you know, we had chances. The second half, we started the game on top. We lost a goal, and then we go on to lose the game quite convincingly. So there's something wrong at the club at the moment. There's something wrong in terms of, you know, managing to dig out results or whatever, and that's something that we'll address as a group. We'll stay together on that, but it's we'll be demanding of them that we start climbing this league.
You mentioned obviously having a great, fantastic away support today. What's your message to the fans tonight?
To be disappointed with us. You know, there's nobody more disappointed than myself, and it's a telling stage now for a lot of myself just coming new into it. The players are going to have to respond and get their backing again. But you know, over the years, Dunfermline supporters, they stick by your team thick and thin. They'll be hurting tonight, and I apologise for that. But it's not a case of feeling sorry for ourselves and going to Morton with our tail between our legs next week. We'll have to rally the group round and make sure that we start getting results in the league now.
El Batoui looks like could be a good signing for you. Knitted win well with the squad.
Face has had a frustrating period since he's come back. He was lively in the first half, and as I say, it's not a case at this moment, I think, to talk about individuals. Collectively, we've not performed today when it came to the crunch, and you know, we'll take that criticism collectively as well.
Not collecting the prize money now for the next round, it's going to be critical.
No, it's going to be a sore one for the club. You know, to see where the club's come in the last 4 or 5 years is a credit to everybody that's played their part in that, and that's going to be a sore one for us not progressing in the tournament. But credit to Raith Rovers, you know, they've came, they've seen a weakness in us after the red card, and they've exploited it.
Thanks.